just past 11 o'clock, and it's the 27th of December. This year, going on to next, I had a marvelous day today because four letters arrived from you. 21st, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And the tape. Well, I gobbled up the letters just before we went to your mother's. And the tape I saved for this evening, when the three of us could sit quietly here on the sofa. Quietly is not the word, really. And listen. But I replayed your saying that you loved Leslie and you loved Thea, and they both smiled very broadly. Leslie has just begun to understand what missing is. I went to the PX today in the hope that I could get those enlargements of that marvelous picture in the John. And while I went, your mother kept the kids at her apartment. When I got back, Leslie put her arms around me and said, "Mommy, I missed you." And she meant it. And I said, "Well, I'm glad you missed me, because if you missed me, it means you love me." And, oh, what love. This time I managed to take a few notes from your tape. One of them, about your feeling guilty about not having anything to worry about. Oh, please don't. Because with all my complaining and feeling that this house will be my ruin, it really is serving a purpose, because I think I told you I have somewhere to direct any of my marvelous negative feelings. And every time I sit down here, as now, at the sofa with my feet on the floor, I get memories of Holly Hill and Blue Feet, because it's drafty. And I've just about given up trying to find out where the drafts are coming from. I know one of them is definitely that closet under the staircase. When I opened that up, I could keep milk in there, and it wouldn't spoil. But anyway, it's my outlet on which to vent my venom. My, that was a long sentence. I still like the line in the setting Saigon sun, and it's poetic because it's alliterative. The S-S-S. And about your spelling. Please, don't feel bad about it. It's a common fact that men are not always particularly good spellers unless they happen to be English teachers, and they're a special breed. But specifically men who have a marvelous intellect and good thinking processes usually cannot be bothered with spelling. It's not important enough. It's left to women like me. I guess it's in the Greek tradition. The men are the scholars and the women do the work. And, you know, that's why you have female secretaries for men who can't spell. And about the... Let me light this cigarette, because... Got it. I'm back to matches. I can't keep filling that lighter. The mouse. Well, the last letter. I think I've been sort of keeping you up to date. Of course, the letters are very slow. But I still haven't gotten brave enough to pick up that suitcase. I have a suspicion he's not under there either. In which case, I'm faced with the prospect of emptying out that closet. I'm sure the poor little thing's more frightened of me than I am of it. But I think it's because I'm afraid it's going to pop out at me and scare me. It can't hurt me, but it's going to scare me. And I think I'm going to feel very foolish. It's one of those, you can't explain. It isn't even a fear. I think it's the suddenness of the motion that mice make. And it's the not knowing for somebody like me, who has to know everything. It scares me. All right, I'm a baby. about your owing me tapes, I hope you stop feeling that, because you don't really owe me anything. I'd love the letters, and I'd be happy just to have the letters if you can't get to the tapes. The tape is an extra bonus. But I haven't been feeling rejected because tapes haven't been coming. I know what it's like to try to make them. I don't think I'm as emotionally tired as I was. But sometimes, let's face it, you have to be in the mood. And that's not always possible. And there also have to be, you have to have things to say. You will have gotten my last tape by now, so you know the things I resort to. I tried taping the new record that Al Carter gave the kids during the summer, the Aesop's Fables, which Leslie mentioned in the last tape, while they were going to sleep. But I couldn't do it effectively and get a good recording without exposing the microphone. I'll try, though, in the future. I think it's fascinating about the French company, French-owned electric company, being turned over to the Vietnamese. We haven't heard a thing about that here. It hasn't been advertised very much, but it doesn't surprise me how the French go about doing their business. It's just like them. And you're right, we'll probably pick up the tab. We always do. I did hear the Vietnamese music in the background. The nicest part of the tape was listening to the music at the end, because I really had the feeling that we were listening to it together, despite the fact that this tape is 4 days old, and that, you know, you were there and I'm here now. A difference in time and space. But it was remarkable. I didn't know whether you'd fall asleep while the tape recorder was running. I had the impression that you might. And at the beginning, I could, you know, envision you falling asleep. I could almost hear you breathing and then wondering if you were on your side or whether you were on your back and beginning to snore. That would have been very nice. Do you think you could tape your snoring for me? It's a weird request, granted. But I miss it, among other things. Not so pleasant news from this home front is that Ellie was taken to the hospital today, and they performed a D&C on her, so she's no longer pregnant. It was done tonight, I think about 9 or 10 o'clock. Bernie called me. Must have been, between then. Bernie called me about 20 of 11 to tell me that she was all right. But of course the baby is no longer. I don't know how Ellie feels. She was prepared for it. The doctor told her in all likelihood she would no longer be pregnant because she was clotting. But as long as she's all right, and I don't know what the whole story is. I hope that she has everything intact so that she can try to become pregnant again. They did want this baby so much. We had a lovely time at your mother's. She bought two little metal dreidels, she says. I pronounce them dreidels. Don't tell me whether I'm Litvak or Glitziana, because I don't remember which is which anymore. Anyway, Leslie and I played. You should hear Leslie, she says. Oh, I got a nun, or I got a gimel, and I got a hay. She stops on the shin. She's not too sure of that one, but she does remarkably well spinning that little top. And we played for buttons. Your mother gave them two pair of pajamas each, and she gave me four kitchen towels. I was going to today, but I was rushing because it was snowing. That's another story. Anyway, and we had dinner. The kids had a very good time. We lighted candles. And thank you for the prayers. Both children were wide-eyed when they heard it. Your mother asked me about the second prayer, which I didn't remember. Last night, when I lighted the candles, I did the first one, Neshel, Hanukkah, but I couldn't remember the second one in Hebrew, and I couldn't take the time to start trying to read it, so I read it in English. Hazmanas, no, that's not the one, but the second one you did, and the kids watched. We did it a little later than sundown because Tayo had taken a late nap, and I didn't want to exclude her because this is her first real Hanukkah. And today on Jeopardy, our standby, Leslie's also hooked on it, Art Fleming said, and to all our Jewish friends, we would like to wish you a happy Hanukkah. So I said to Leslie, isn't that nice of Art Fleming to wish us a happy Hanukkah? And she's beginning to realize that she's Jewish. So, it's not so bad. I was a little doubtful about a question you asked. Not a question, something you stated about my being doubtful about my Judaism at Christmas time. I don't think I ever really was that doubtful. I was more doubtful about how much of a hang-up I had on the lovely ritual of Christmas as far as Christians are concerned. But this year it is so clear in my mind. There is nothing left. You know, no warm feelings about Christmas trees other than they're very pretty. And I'm partially overprotective of the children. I made sure, again, this year, that they would not be exposed to trimming a tree. I know you're going to say that's going too far. But I didn't want them trimming a tree at my mother's. My mother did not send me a card at all, if I remember correctly. I've looked through all the cards. She sent season's greetings cards to the children, and it says, not Christian at all. Little pictures of gifts, and it says happy holidays or have a happy holiday season, something like that. But she didn't send me a card at all, oddly enough. The kids each got one. Joanne, I know, sent you the same card that she sent me, the Merry Hanukkah, which was very cute. The Johnsons sent us a Hanukkah card, and with the gifts included a card for each of the children. Georgie Heimerdinger this year did not send us a Hanukkah card. Me. He sent it to B, Leslie, and Thea. And it was not... he's always sent us a Hanukkah card. I don't know who else. Your mother, of course, sent the children a card, but she didn't send me one. I didn't expect it. I sent the children cards each. And that takes care of the card situation. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Anyway, we did have a good time at your mother's. It snowed today. But since I said to the children that we're going to Grandma's house, and since I had planned the day, I decided that since it wasn't snowing too hard, I was going to get gutsy and go out. Happily, the snow wasn't sticking too well. In fact, it wasn't sticking at all. Streets were very wet and the snow was coming down. And the windshield wiper on our side still doesn't do too well on our. Do you see that, Herb? Our side. The side we both drive on. Doesn't work too well. It still does what it used to do. If you crouch down the way you did that time we came in the snowstorm, and you look through the little circle that the wiper makes at the bottom, it's clear. But if you're sitting and looking straight ahead, it's a little smudged, that's the word, and the windshield was not that dirty. So anyway, I went out to Fort Hamilton, did fairly well out there, snow and all, got back, parked the car. On the way home, which was about 8 o'clock tonight, it was icing up, or iced up in places. And I did not chicken out. But just as I got off the Belt Parkway at Knapp Street, you know, where that light is at the little incline, car in front of me made the turn. I was not too close behind him. But as he made the turn onto the overpass, you know, Herb, I'm talking with my hands, as if you were here. Anyway, as he made the turn onto the overpass, he skidded, and I watched him.
I very calmly put my foot
gently on the brake and put it into neutral. I didn't skid, but I watched him going around. The poor guy, he felt like such an ass. And of course,
I was watching
him. The guy next to me was watching him. And the poor joker did what most panicky people do.
I might do it myself.
Put his foot on
the gas to try to get out of that situation because it was facing
us again. Skidded a little bit more.
Let me cool down a little bit and get out of the spot. And I watched him, and I said, oh, there, but for the why?
It was icy on the way home.
Icy on our street, but we're here in one piece. And red
tomorrow
as far as ice. This is
that very thin ice. Like a sheep.
I'm not going
out.
Is that too chicken?